It's Mark Levin. Join me weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right, moving along here. If you want more information on the DUI issue, I got it posted on my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. That is John Carlson Radio. Thanks very much for taking the time to listen today. I've been waiting all day to get to the story, because if you want to feel good about this country and you want to feel good about young people, listen to this. This is a story out of Arizona. Phoenix police officer Natalie Semenik, she's 46 years old. She's driving through kind of a desolate neighborhood late at night, 11 o'clock. She sees this young man walking alone. She, doing her job, decides to check it out, pulls up next to Christian Felix, who's 18 years of age, and said, where are you headed? It's late at night, neighborhood like this. He said, oh, I missed the bus, so I'm walking home from my job. She said, where do you work? McDonald's. Where do you live? 9 miles from here. This kid was walking home 9 miles from his job at McDonald's after missing the bus. The police officer said, well, here, get in. I'll give you a ride. And while talking to him, became very impressed. 18-year-old Christian Felix did not drink. He did not smoke, or does not drink, does not smoke. He's never been in trouble with the law. She said, well, why don't you just ride your bike? And he said, don't have one. I don't even know how to ride one. I've never ridden a bike before. And here this kid is going back and forth 9 miles to a job at McDonald's. So policewoman Semenik gave him her spare bicycle. And she arranged for the Phoenix Police Department, which has a bicycle crew, to teach him how to ride a bike. She said, it's really something when someone comes off the street and offers to do a kindness, or rather, Christian Felix said, it's really something when someone comes off the street and offers to do a kindness for you. These days, you don't see anything like that. You know what, Christian? You don't see a lot of young people willing to walk 9 miles home after putting in a shift at the McDonald's. But there was another story a couple months ago. Jaquiel Reagan, also 18, from Indiana. He was hiking 10 miles through an ice storm to interview for a minimum wage job at a thrift store. Got lost. He stopped and asked a man for directions. The man gives him directions, says, here, wait right here, you can take the bus. The kid said, well, I don't really have enough money to take the bus. And the guy starts asking him more questions, learns that Jaquiel Reagan's mom had died 2 years before, and he'd been staying home to take care of his brothers and sisters. The stranger happened to own a local restaurant. And he said, I tell you what. What does Dairy Queen pay? And Reagan said, well, probably minimum wage. He says, fine. I'm going to pay you twice what Dairy Queen would pay you. And so Jaquiel Reagan got himself a job. He told WXIN-TV in Indianapolis, I'm just excited to start. So, you know, you hear so many bad stories about young people being irresponsible, young people acting like thugs, young people running around in gangs, young people mouthing off at school. And then you hear stories like this, true stories, and you realize, you know what? There's a lot of great young people in this country, a lot of great kids in this country. Phil's got another story.
Did you hear about the one in Florida, Fort Lauderdale? High school students in a limo on the way to the prom, driving down the turnpike or the freeway, whatever it is. Oh, I-595, Fort Lauderdale.
That's prom
at the Westin Hotel. And the limo driver comes upon an overturned vehicle in the middle of the road. And
it just happened?
Yeah, this was, I think, yesterday. And
no, I mean the accident had just happened?
Yeah, exactly. The accident had just happened. So here's a story from ABC. But essentially, limo driver pulls out. These kids in their prom gear pile out, start helping a couple of women and kids that were in this vehicle that flipped over. Here's part of the ABC story.
All right, some South Florida teenagers enjoying hero status after an unexpected stop on the way to the prom. The 20 teens helped rescue a mother and two children when their minivan flipped in front of their limo. The limo driver got out to help. The teens followed suit in prom dresses. They pulled the family to safety and they kept them calm.
Only thing I remember is them yelling, "Get out of the car, get out, come on, give me your arm."
So that's one of the ladies that was inside the flipped over minivan, and she was trapped in there, and I guess, as you heard her describe, a little bit dazed. Here's one of the high school kids talking about what he did to jump in and help.
She was saying, "Oh, where's my baby, where's my baby?" I went over, grabbed your baby and chilled her. "Look, your baby's fine."
Wow, the teens eventually made it to the prom. The limo driver called them the best-dressed rescue team ever.
So that same idea, you know, here it is, a perilous situation after a car crash on the freeway. Thankfully, the limo driver had the presence of mind that he was going to take action. He was going to pull over and help out and intervene. But these prom kids in the limo, high school prom, they jumped out. They wanted to help, too.
First responders in evening attire.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then they went on to their prom after that anyway.
See, and the reason why
most memorable prom ever.
Oh, yeah. They'll be talking about that one at the 20-year reunion. I just wanted to remind you, there's so many great young people, and they never get the headlines, you know.
And certainly not to the extent that when something goes haywire, how much that dominates the headlines.
But, you know, every once in a while, a story is so extraordinary about a young person's courageous behavior or their valor or their integrity that you just have to, you know, the media can't ignore it. And so, I mean, here's three of such stories today. You know, the kid who was walking home 9 miles because he missed the bus from his job at McDonald's, caring for his siblings. His mom had died. No dad in the picture. And the policewoman gives him her spare bicycle and arranges for the police department to teach him to ride it. Jaquiel Reagan, who was in an ice storm, trying to get 10 miles away to a job interview at a thrift store, and happens upon someone asking him for directions, and it turns out the guy owned a local restaurant and gave him a job on the spot. And then this story about the kids going to prom who helped rescue mom and her kids. I mean, I know that there are so many other stories similar to this that happen on a daily basis, and wanted to carve out a little bit of time on the show today because, quite frankly, so much of the news you hear about young people is bad news. But the good far outweighs the bad. The other reason I wanted to bring up the story is yesterday I had the privilege, mind you, of being asked to be the keynote speaker at the Salvation Army luncheon in Lacey. The Olympia Lacey Salvation Army has been doing good work, never asking for accolades, never asking, you know, for publicity. They've just been quietly going about helping people for, believe it or not, 124 years. That's five generations. And it's one of the most impressively run, organized, and operated Salvation Armies in America. And like I said, I felt privileged to be there. They had civic leaders, business leaders, law enforcement, some politicians, but they also just had a lot of folks who just felt gratitude toward the Salvation Army and many volunteers. And I just have to convey my appreciation to the Salvation Army. I'm on the Seattle advisory board here, but the work they do everywhere is so stellar, and I feel that it deserves as much attention as we can give them, because God knows they don't go around asking for it. They're just doing what the Salvation Army always does, helping people one person at a time because they need the help. Coming up on 7:45. Hope you're having a great morning. By the way, while we're talking about great people, it's Military Appreciation Month. And we are teaming up with Goldberg's Deli. We've got a way of honoring the troops. It involves our first remote broadcast of the year. In fact, first since we flipped the format back to conservative news talk here on KVI, a week from tomorrow, May 23rd, I'm going to be broadcasting the Commute with Carlson from Goldberg's Deli at Factoria Mall in Bellevue. It fronts Factoria Mall right in the middle of the mall, a great restaurant. And if you would like to join us for breakfast, that would be great, because I'm going to be broadcasting there from 5 to 9 in the morning. They'll have a special KVI menu, items for just $5.70. You can listen to any or all of the broadcast from 5 to 9. I'd love to meet you. Plus, 10% of every breakfast item you buy is going to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. So you want more details, just go to KVI.com. But again, a week from tomorrow, yours truly going to be at Goldberg's Deli from Factoria Mall, broadcasting our show live. And we'll have our friend Kirby Wilbur here in the booth. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch, special broadcast for Military Appreciation Month here on KVI.